Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on OM Times Radio.
Welcome to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. This is Dr. Martha Tara Lee. I'm a clinical sexologist based in Singapore, and my company is called Eros Coaching. That's eroscoaching.com. And today we have a new guest. She is Reverend Goddess Charmaine. And our title for today's show is Holy Body, the Art of Self-Loving with Reverend Goddess Charmaine, the Sensuous Mystique. Self-love and mystical masturbation plays an important role in our spiritual development. A daily meditative self-pleasuring ritual can bring healing and empowerment to our bodies, spirits, and the world around us. Today we'll be openly discussing your relationship with your body and how it developed. Identify and transmute belief systems and programming that limits pleasure and erotic connection to self, set personal intentions that expand the body-spirit container for pleasure, learn self-pleasuring and masturbation rituals, techniques for self-loving, explore fantasy spirit to incorporate imagination and visualization into self-loving rituals, create a daily sensuous self-pleasuring ritual you can begin using right away. So let me introduce Reverend Goddess Charmaine. She was ordained by the New Seminary, a school for interfaith theology in New York City. She is a trained Reiki master, crystal Reiki master, certified hypnotherapist, trained aromatherapist, and tantra energy specialist. She primarily focuses her energy work through shamanism trained by Kenneth Ray Stubbs through the path of the sexual shaman. And we'll find out more about Reverend Goddess Charmaine later as we continue with the show. So let's just welcome Reverend Goddess Charmaine.
Hello, Martha. Thank you for having me. Goddess bless you.
Thanks for coming onto the show. I first came upon you and your work because I follow Kenneth Ray Stubbs, whom I respect a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. He is well known to be a sexual shaman and very powerful in his teachings. So for me to know that you co-train alongside him made me excited to want to have you onto this show.
Thank you. I love Kenneth Ray Stubbs. He's helped me so much. And I've known him for probably 15 years now.
Wow. Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, his teachings are powerful. So we're more interested about what you have to share today about self-loving. So how did you come into this path of what you do, you know, this spirituality and sexuality?
Well, you know, Martha, as a young person, I think I was always inclined to spiritual availability, if that makes sense, like opening my mind up to more than what was happening in front of me and around me. As a young person, it was easy for me to meditate, to look up in the sky and become one with it, which is really what sex is all about. Becoming one with all life energy. And even though my life was more into fundamentalism, I found myself really opening up to all paths of spirituality or religion, getting a lot of flack for it. But I really found myself enjoying the different ways that people related to God, goddess, to saints and spirits. You know, I was just very turned on by it. And I also learned at a young age that people's excitement about God and the way they shouted or prayed or chanted came from a really strong physical presence sexually. It was arousing. And I was able to notice that excitement as a young person. I talked about it in church and I was told to be quiet about it. But my life continued to take me on, you know, all the challenges of growing up and becoming a young woman and getting married and having kids. But what really opened me more up to my spirituality is having a failed marriage and really struggling to raise kids and really getting in touch with what it means to be a mother and a woman and relating to the world so that I could have a healthy, happy life and give that to my children. And I found my only way out of confusion was finding the goddess in me and stepping into a path of tantra, which really related to sex and the body and the world as your divine self is the reason you're here. And you could merge with that God power through your body if you believe that God existed within you. And I found that that really resonated with me and it gave me hope that I could have a better life than the way that my life was forming out at that time. So that's really what led me into my path of becoming goddess, because I was always spiritual, but this really resonated with me and it showed up in my life when I stepped forward into wanting to say, you know, I think there's more to sex and I think it has something to do with the way that I have faith in God, Goddess. And it showed up that way and I learned about it and I studied with people and Reverend Goddess manifested from that.
Beautiful. I think a lot of people are just naturally seem to know that there's something spiritual and godlike when we have sex. And this is why a lot of people are asking questions around Tantra, because they believe that it's a path to having sex that is more spiritual and conscious and mindful. So is that why you went into Tantra as well?
Yeah, I found that what I liked about Tantra is there was this, the unification of sex and spirit. So it helped actually save me, because as a young person, especially a young Black girl, you're being told all kind of confusing messages around sex. Sex is a sin, don't have sex before marriage. And then when you do, oh, Black women are they love sex, they love wild sex. We're being called all kinds of names. And it was very confusing because we don't want to be perceived as some kind of beast or animal. But yet we want to be respected and loved and honored. And I found that Tantra talked about something that was something that I kind of felt was true, but you didn't really understand it. Sexual energy is your life force. Sexual energy brings you into oneness with God. And when you merge that with another person, you open up all of the universe between you. And all that is between my legs? Are you kidding me? Oh my God, that was wonderful. That's the best thing I could have ever heard. And somebody knew it before me, and they set the pathway for me to figure out how to understand that language. Oh yeah, that was the way to go. Tantra is a way of action, for sure. Yeah.
Great, great. So how did you get started, actually? Did you start going for workshops?
Actually, no. It was after I got out of my first marriage, an abusive marriage. I found myself in a relationship with a nudist Zen Buddhist. He was an Italian man. And he was pretty cool. In the beginning, you know, because he opened me up to, he took me to a new beach. It was the first time I got naked outside in nature. And then one time we were having sex and I felt after sex, I said to him, I think more should be happening sex. Do you know what I mean? I asked him. He said, I think I do. And he said someone had just given him a book. It was a book called The Art of Sexual Ecstasy by Margot Anand. And he handed it to me. And it changed everything. And that's how I began my path to Tantra. I read the book and I started practicing the exercises on my own. And then I asked him to practice with me and he would. And that's how I started. And from there, the doors opened up. Really, the universe responded to what was happening with me. And I found myself having opportunities to learn Tantra through various ways that you would be very surprised about, but that's how I began.
That's great. That's great. And so how did you develop yourself spiritually and sexually from there?
One thing that I really love about me is I will ask questions. And And if someone gives me an answer or in a technique, I will definitely try it out. And if it doesn't feel right one or two times, if it doesn't feel right the one time, I'll do it a second time, maybe even a third. But after that, if it doesn't feel right to me, I won't do it again. How I develop myself spiritually is through discipline, because I felt that something had to change. And I felt that these things that were happening into my life now, this book that fell into my hands and other ways that I found myself connected to people that were learning about Tantra that I didn't even ask for. I didn't even tell anybody other than my boyfriend that I was interested in this. So I was able to recognize the opportunity that the universe was bringing into me. Mm-hmm. So I started to practice the exercises that I read in the book. I started to learn about how to really raise my sexual energy through my chakras by self-love, masturbation, and how to communicate in my energy field that I love myself so much. And so I continued to have the disciplines. I did the exercises and I did them and I continued to do them. And I would go months, I would go years in doing exercises. And then one day I would feel that, okay, that exercise is done. You know, I must have developed or received whatever I need. And that comes from your own spirit of discernment or intuition. Now, I've been doing this work for well over 25 years now. So some listeners may be hearing, how does she know that? Well, throughout the whole time of me actually developing my spirituality, you get a resonance. You know, all life energy is in our bodies. So through my own meditation and building my own altars and developing my Bibles, reading different Bibles and doing the exercises, I really learned how to trust what spirit was saying inside of me. So that's really how I developed my spirituality. And remember, spirit is thought and action. So I had to make sure and learn how to think what my faith is. So by learning about God, is learning about my body and the power of my sexual energy, my life force, all the activities that I was doing was in participation to God, was in participation to the elements. That's what spirit, thought, and action of spirituality is, the way that we are living our relationship with God. So if I believe that I'm doing that and that I am Goddess, the divine in me is part of the creative principle, then everything that I was doing is developing my spirituality. So that's like developing my relationship with you.
Awesome. So more with Reverend Goddess Charmaine after this break.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on The Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Welcome to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. We have Reverend Goddess Charmaine with us today. She has led workshops in the tri-state area since 1992 and is continually increasing her work as a facilitator of personal empowerment through her workshops such as chakra intensives, goddess rituals, second Sunday and clothing optional services, and various others that continue to empower and empower people for the erotic enlightenment of all. Goddess Reverence Charmaine has written two books, The Sensuous Mystique, and that's also her website address. The Sensuous Mystique is her book, Uniting Sex and Spirit, as well as her second book, The Goddess Scrolls, Sacred Erotic Tales That Inspire and Enlighten, along with her ongoing radio blog talk show, The Sensuous Mystic, airing live every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find her out about her and also visit her website by going to sensuousmystic.com. So welcome back, Reverend Goddess Charmaine.
Thank you.
So is there anything else you'd like to elaborate? Because just before break, we were starting to talk about how you develop yourself sexually and spiritually.
Yeah, well, you know, something that after I was ordained in 96, but after I was initiated as goddess in 2000, and it really came heavy on me that I needed to unite sex and spirit as my ministry, a prayer came to me, prayer intention or an invocation. And this is a prayer that we've been using for years now in our naked church services. And I'd like to share this. Is that cool?
Yeah, sure. Definitely. Okay.
So everyone, just breathe and just feel your body as I pray this prayer for all of us. I am beautiful and healthy. My body has a glow that shines and my face is ageless. My smile brightens my face even more and my eyes sparkle and connect deeply to whatever and whomever I choose to see. Darkness and pain are released from others when they look into my eyes and we experience peace and happiness. My chest is firm and stimulates growth. My belly is the seat of my soul and channels the rhythms of life within me. My hips, butt, and thighs are strong and firm, and my sex center is perfect and functions on divine time for sexual and spiritual enlightenment. My legs and feet are blessed, for they keep me able to go out doing God, Goddess's perfect will. And so it is. And that came to me shortly after I was initiated, and I've been praying that and intending that for myself. And now I share that with others, and now I share that with you as something that we can really say to ourselves to develop the divine and also honor our bodies as holy temple. That is how I develop my spirituality.
Amazing. I love it. I love it. I was having goosebumps as you said it.
Thank you.
It's really beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Goddess blessings.
That's really lovely. So what actually happens when people goes to your service?
Well, you know, one thing in particular that we want to focus on is when I had the Holy Body, the Art of Self-Loving. This is a ritual retreat that we did in like a 4 to 6 hour span for a few years. And this particular, the Art of Self-Loving, we really talked about self-loving and we changed the word from masturbation to self-loving to tap into the higher consciousness of self-touch and the act of loving ourselves. And in this particular gathering, people would come and we would just start off by, you know, singing a song together, and then we would say a sacred promise. Everyone, one at a time, would introduce themselves, and I would have something written out that they would say to, you know, hello, my name is Reverend Goddess, and I promise to respect myself and others in this sacred space. And as we go forward on our sacred journey together, I promise to honor and respect my body and to share my whole self with everyone in this space. And so it is, something like that. And then we would do like a dancing and movement, and then we would have a ceremonial disrobe. And that's something that happens in most of my workshops to create a sacred space and a safe container. And then, like in the Holy Body Self-Love, we would talk about, you know, issues around the body and the taboo of self-touch and start to break programming in ourselves and in our bodies and in our minds and from society that keep us from really honoring ourselves in a self-touch way.
And that would be part of the a ritual?
Yeah, well, it starts out in a discussion. You know, this the art of self-loving, men and women are there and couples are there. So it would if we have more men than women, we would decide on if we're going to do couple sharing where people would tell one person something that they were ashamed of about their body, or whether they were shared in a group if we only had like 7 people in the circle in comparison to where we've had 25, to save time but also to develop intimacy. So we would get into that. And then as we go longer into the gathering, we get into doing lighting rituals where we light a candle and we talk into the flame and release our fears. We do a burning ceremony in a cauldron and we light a flame and people pass their naked bodies over the flame to cleanse their aura. You know, we start just really working on cleansing and getting the body and the mind out of the normal space that we live in this world, to just try to be alive and get through the day and make sure we eat at night. And if we're lucky, we can have sex, you know? So in this gathering, we just want to first shift our consciousness from outdoors and the fears that keep us from being completely whole and in the sacred space through different types of rituals like this. Then we come into the place of where we're getting into honoring our bodies, talking about the things we love about our bodies. I teach a 5-fold kiss that everyone does, where they kiss their fingers and they touch parts of their body and they say, bless it. They bless their body. And they can also do this for others. So things like that, those rituals just continue to get a person ready to unite their sex, meaning their gender, their genitals, with their heart center, meaning their spiritual self, in a way that they get ready and relaxed to get more active than the actual touch of, you know, the actual act of self-love.
Beautiful. You know, I would love to be there.
We would love to have you there, Martha.
Do you do some kind of online version for people who want to do it by themselves? That would be so awesome.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if I mentioned to you that I have videos on Vimeo, which are my more mature videos. So if people were to go to Vimeo.com and look up Sensuous Mystic Reverend Goddess Charmaine, you will probably see tons of my videos. And in there, I have the video for Uniting Sex and Spirit. I talk about orgasm, and I'm pretty sure I talk about self-love. I have like 70-something videos on Vimeo, so I know I have a lot of videos that would address all of the things that we're talking about. And the reason why Vimeo is more mature, because you'll see me naked in those videos and doing the actual exercises. And I'm also on YouTube, and YouTube is more conservative, but the topics of self-love and meditation and uniting sex and spirit is still there. It's just, it's clothed and, you know, and that's all good too. So yeah, people have a chance online all over the world to see my videos, and lots of people all over the world have seen those videos, especially on Vimeo. I have a huge following there. So I appreciate everyone that loves what I'm doing, and I keep sharing.
Okay, fantastic. And Vimeo is Vimeo. And you can just key in Reverend Goddess Charmaine and you'll be able to find that channel. Is
yes,
that right?
I will. Yep.
Okay, great. Is there any other way people can engage with you?
Well, when they come to my events, I have Second Sunday services, which is a goddess interfaith service every month on the second Sunday. And I have... every quarter, every 3 months, I do my Naked Church event where we relate it to the equinox or the solstices. So we have a journey. We call it our Naked Journey, our Journey Naked into All Dimensions. We have 2 coming up in September. And then people find out the various things I do in person, where I'm speaking on a panel or I'm doing another group. Sometimes I team up with other goddesses. So if people are on my email list at sensuousmystic.com and they sign up to be on my email list, they get my email blast and they find out all the current news of where I am and how they can connect with me. And then I will be having, you know, online groups, you know, Naked Church online, developing a spirituality online, clothes on, clothes off, crystal diva, all that I'm doing will be also offered to people online. You could even look at online, probably.
That's great. And also your books. People can purchase your books on Amazon, I suppose?
Yep, Amazon.com. Type those names and they'll find me. And when we come back, I want to teach them the fivefold kiss and some stop start to the heart to really get into the erotic energy.
That's great. Because I found that I started to do this self-loving ritual when I am in the gym, because I there was a time where I stayed just next to the gym, and I would go there every day. I would do my morning exercise, and as part of my morning exercise, I would start sending love messages to my whole body. You know, just start off by saying, "I love you, Martha. I love you, Martha." And I just keep saying it until I feel it, and, you know, feel the message just going down my whole body. And sometimes it feels good. I start laughing. And so I started to change my relationship with my body just from that little practice, because at first it felt silly and then it was awkward. But later on, as I started doing it more and more, I really started to feel the sacredness and holiness of what I was saying. And I no longer felt giggly about it. And it was just so good to do it first thing in the morning. And so I really like what you're saying, this fivefold kiss. I think it's tremendously profound. And, I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say about it.
That's right. Yes, that is so good what you're doing. That's exactly how it begins, to just say, "I love myself so much." That's how we begin that relationship with ourselves. That's so important. That's great that you do that.
Yeah, thanks. So you can follow Reverend Goddess Charmaine on her website, Sensuous Mystique. That's SENSUOUS. And you can also follow her on Twitter. That's also at Sensuous Mystique. And also on Facebook. You can key in on Facebook, look for her page, The Sensuous Mystique Reverend Goddess Charmaine. And these are all the different ways in which you can engage with her. If you enjoyed listening to this show, I'm sure you want to follow her work as well. So more on the holy body after this break.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business, and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution. Today we're talking about Holy Body, the art of self-loving with Reverend Goddess Charmaine, the sensuous mystic. In July 2000, she was initiated into the goddesshood in a primitive and intense ritual. From this ritual ceremony, she realized that she's been called to bring forth the unification of sex and spirit, which she's been talking about during today's show. Her unique methods centered on our natural ability to evolve by healing ourselves and others. With her guidance and assistance, one is led through a series of letting go processes. These experiences enable one to work through and leave behind a lifetime of fears and paralyzing self-doubt, so as to attain the position of strength and power that is rightfully our own. So welcome back, Reverend Goddess Charmaine.
Thank you, Martha. I love being with you.
We've been messaging each other, so I've been telling her that she has a very powerful presence. So even though I'm not with her physically, but I really sense this very powerful energy that is coming from in your voice.
That's nice.
That's I'm sure you hear this from other people as well.
Yeah, but you know, it took time to develop that. You know, it's to really love your voice. Really, it's about loving your body and your own spirit. And if you can really say to yourself, may I continue to be a blessing to all those I come in contact with, all parts of yourself becomes a blessing, including your voice, your spirit, your body. And then all the way from far away, you can feel it too. So that's really a blessing. And when someone says that, that's confirmation of the work that you're doing. The universe lets you know, we got you. We feel you. We're helping you. And that's cool. So thank you for letting me know.
Thank you for sharing this. For a long time, I felt that my voice is an issue because of my Asian accent. So this is the affirmation that I need to be claiming so that the power in my voice will just come through.
Exactly. And let your accent continue to arouse everyone that hears you, so they stay focused and wanting to hear the different way that you sound when you're speaking, because you sound sexy to me. I told you, you sound very aroused. So I like it. And I like when you laugh.
Thank you. Okay. So share with us this fivefold kiss.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now, what's really cool about this fivefold kiss, everyone, is you do this for yourself. But what's so nice about it is that you can also do this with others. So first, I'll do the fivefold kiss. So I kiss my fingers. And we do this in a lot of my services, but we really make sure we always do it in our naked church or clothing optional services. So we begin by kissing our fingers. And then I go to my feet and I touch my feet with my kissed fingers and I say, blessed are thy feet. Then I kiss again. I go to my knees. Blessed are thy knees. Blessed is thy sex. Blessed is thy heart. And blessed are thy lips. And when I say blessed are thy lips, my hands stay in a prayer position. And then I bow. So it's kiss. Blessed are thy feet. Blessed are thy knees. Blessed is thy sex. Blessed is thy heart. Blessed are thy lips. And I bow. And that's the fivefold kiss. So I anoint my body with the fivefold kiss. I do it a lot after I shower or I take a bath. And then I get up and dry my body. And then I rub coconut oil all over my body. And after, I love coconut oil. And after I do that, I do the fivefold kiss. And it's always so beautiful. And you'll see me doing that in a lot of my videos on Vimeo. Now, what's really wonderful about this body anointing, the fivefold kiss, is you can do this for another. So when you're doing a ritual, a goddess ritual, me and my partner, my husband, we stand in a prayer position in front of each other and we bow. And we bow to each other and we say, I honor the God goddess in you. Or I'll say to him, I honor the God in you. And he'll say to me, I honor the goddess in you. Then I kiss my fingers and I go to his feet and I say, blessed are thy feet. Blessed are thy knees. Blessed is thy sex. And I'm touching his sex when I say it. I'm touching his knees when I say it. Blessed is thy heart, touching his heart. Blessed are thy lips. And I touch his lips with my fingers. It's the anointing. And when you do that, that person is now being blessed and anointed by you. And they feel that energy and they feel that touch. They feel that honor and respect. Now, when you do that back and forth to each other and the heart salutation of honoring the God goddess, when you go further into your ritual, you do massaging, you do a chant, you do yab yum, sitting, breathing in each other's mouths, looking into each other's eyes, left eye gaze. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Then when you really want to raise up that sexual energy for a spiritual enlightenment, you go into the fivefold kiss to the next level. And that's when you use your mouth and your tongue to anoint the feet, kissing the toes and licking, and the knees and licking all over and kissing. And you can get so freaky and sexy with the sex center, with blessing and anointing it. And you say, blessed are thy feet. And you kiss it any way you want. Blessed are thy knees. And you lick it and kiss it. And then blessed is thy sex. And you can go everywhere with the sex center. You know what I'm talking about. And then blessed is thy heart. You kiss the heart center. You kiss the nipples. You touch the breasts. And then blessed are thy lips. And you give a nice big full kiss on the lips. And you stick your tongue in the mouth. And you suck in that breath. And you give breath. That's the next level of the fivefold kiss for the ultimate anointing from your body to your partner's body. That's what's so amazing about the fivefold kiss, because you can expand it. What's most important about the fivefold kiss is the intention of blessing another person's body and your own, and the sacredness of your erotic dance. Whatever you are doing with your erotic energy and your genital play and your body play must be in a sacred way, where you say, I am intending to bless this person with my body and honor them. And the more pleasure you give, the more pleasure you receive. The more willingness and openness and surrender you have in your own body, the more you give to the other person. Then in your sexual energy, you become more altered from the arousal of the pleasure that you're sharing with each other. And that's where you go into the altered state of consciousness, which is what spirituality is about. You can access the other dimensions of our life force and then bring yourself into a really good place of oneness with the other person. And the fivefold kiss is an amazing ritual to do on a daily basis for yourself, several times a day if it makes you feel good. And that's something you could do for your partner and in your goddess rituals with the heart salutation and beyond that. That's really, really something that's wonderful for everyone to learn. Hope you got it.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, got it.
Good.
Awesome. I can see, I can see how this would be so profound.
Mm-hmm.
First, yourself, and then you become comfortable with it. Then you can do it with your partner, and then you can bring it to the next level.
Exactly.
It's so sexy.
Yes, it is. And it's so good to fantasize about doing it, because you get really turned on. And then when you're doing the fivefold kiss, that partner really feels your desire, respect and honor of them. And you want to please them and give them pleasure when you can really let yourself, I can't wait to give my partner the fivefold kiss. You feel like you're giving them a gift. And it is a gift. Whenever you go to church and you are touched by the priest or the minister or the reverend, and they lay hands on you, you feel that gift. You feel that intention. I imagine bringing in the sexual energy with that. That's major. That's a big thing going on right there. So that partners, we can really anoint and bless each other with our erotic energy. And the fivefold kiss is a way to anoint and to feel that power that we have. Because we have it, all of us.
Yeah.
I really love this.
Mm-hmm. When you get comfortable with doing this, then that's where you can become creative with it when you are with your partner.
Exactly.
And also, really, this is about being more and more embodied in your body.
This helps you to get there.
Yeah. So the more you do it, the more comfortable you are with your body, and all the different layers just start to drop away. So I get what you mean by letting go.
Yeah, we have so many negative programmings and self-doubt that we really need to, depending on how deep the programming is, it first comes from our parents, or society, church, or it could just be from a bad experience that you have. So depending on how a negative program got into your body will determine how long it takes for it to go away. Because we give a lot of life force energy to our negative thoughts and our negative, anything we have about our negative body. So a lot of people, and I worked with a lot of people when I was in private practice for 20 years, helping them to release themselves from negative programming about their bodies, about their sex. And it took some time. And then some people were able to get over it faster. And I have had experience that way where things took me a year to get over. And then some things took me 30 days and some things took me a moment. Mm-hmm. That's just how it is.
Thank you for sharing. So what are there any other sex and spirit rituals that you do by yourself? Just very briefly, we have 2 minutes to break.
Okay, I'll start it and then you might want me to continue. Yes, I teach something. I've been teaching this for years. Stop, start to the heart. It is a self-love ritual to bring sex center and heart center together and then to develop it into an orgasmic bubble that you can use for sex magic for yourself. So do you want me to continue or you want me to wait?
Yeah, we have 2 more minutes.
Okay. I'll start it. So in self-love first, in doing the stop, start to the heart, and I have videos on this on YouTube and on Vimeo. I started first with a person just placing one hand over their sex center and one hand over your heart. And I began this years ago just by lying on my couch, and I had clothes on, and I just put my knees up, and I put one hand between my legs and one hand over my heart. And I first laid there, and I just said to myself, I love myself so much. I love myself so much. And I kept saying it, Martha, and I, like you do with your morning love words that you say to yourself, I said, I love myself so much. But I said it while I had my hand over my sex center and my hand over my heart. And what began then, which I did this for a while, several days, I just chanted that, and my body and my sex center, my heart had to receive that. And I cried because I hadn't said first, I never had thanked my body for being with me. Never said I love you to myself. So first getting into a place of saying, I love myself so much, and saying, I thank my body for being with me all these years. My body is my loving temple. That really started to change the way I united my second spirit.
Thank you. So that was the stop, start to heart, and yes, more after this break.
Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know. I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
September 23rd, mark that down on your calendar, put it in your phone, whatever you do, circle that date, 9 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. Yes, it is the return of the Joe Show. We will come back live with season 9. Wow, 9 seasons. I can only think of 4. Winter, spring, summer, fall, salt, pepper, oregano, and thyme. No, anyways, we don't have that much time. We're going to be back live September 23rd. Don't forget. At 9 p.m. Eastern here on Om Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. And today we are talking about the holy body with Reverend Goddess Charmaine, the sensuous mystic. You can find her on the website sensuousmystic.com. And Reverend Goddess Charmaine is offering all listeners a free gift of her self-love chakra meditation called My Holy Body. And you will be able to ask for this by emailing her at reverendgoddess@gmail.com, and she will be adding you to her mailing list, and you can get this free downloadable meditation from her. So just before break, we were talking about the different rituals that Reverend Goddess Charmaine does for herself, and this includes the fivefold kiss that is truly profound, and then there's the stop start to heart. So is there any other rituals that you do by yourself or you do with others or teach that you would like to share with listeners?
Yes, I'll continue explaining the advancement of the stop start to the heart. Yes, so yes. After you begin with first laying your hand over your sex center and your heart, and you say, you know, I love myself so much, and then you say, I thank my body for being with me all these years. My body is my living temple, and I bless it. You do that for a period of time, and like I said, I cried, and I started to release energetically the things that didn't even have words, but they were just the energy of whatever was blocking me in my sex center and in my heart so that I could connect them. And then you get to a place now, you are naked, and to connect sex center to your heart, you lie there, and while you're naked, you place your hands over your sex center and your heart, and you're lying, and you breathe, and you do what I call the hip roll. And that means you breathe in through your nose while your body is flat, but your knees are up, so your feet are flat on the bed or on a floor. And when you exhale, you raise your hips up off the floor. And this actual act in this way starts to connect energetically your sex center to your heart. So you're breathing in, and one hand is over your sex center, one hand's over your heart, and you breathe in, and your body's flat. But when you exhale, you raise your hips up while you're exhaling. And then you lift up, and then when you inhale, you bring your hips back down. So you breathe in, and then you exhale, hip goes up, and you breathe in, hips come back down. This is called the hip roll. I have videos on this as well. So you do this like 5 times. Then you do that, you relax the body, then you do the hip roll again another 5 times. Then you start to touch your body all over with both of your hands. Your fingers are like feathers. You just use the tips of your fingers and you stroke all over your body with gentle touches, like you're stroking yourself with a feather. And it feels so good to touch yourself that way. You relax your body with your breathing, and you started to do the uniting sex and spirit through the hip roll. Once you do the touching all over, you get into self-love. And this is to touch yourself in an arousing way at your genitals to please yourself to the point of wanting to have an orgasm. And ladies and gentlemen, any way you please yourself, stroking, touching, breathing, anything that brings you to that point where you feel like, oh no, one more stroke and I'm going to come, that's where you stop. You don't let yourself come, but you get right to that point. You drive yourself crazy that way, but you go there. And once you get to that place where you feel the energy is so hot, your body is so hot and sweating and aroused, then you take your hands from your sex center, and you bring both of them up to your heart. And you let that strong heartbeat in your breathing and that aroused body of yours that wants to have an orgasm, you bring all that energy and you focus at your heart. Mm-hmm. And you just let your body tremble with that pleasure of wanting to have the orgasm. You let the orgasm stay in your body and crawl up into your heart center. And you feel that. And that's the stop start to the heart. Mm-hmm. Because once you stop and that energy is intending to go into your heart and your body is trembling because it's holding back the orgasm, but it's really telling the body, I love myself. I'm giving this energy to my heart. Wow. And that's there. And once you feel that, you rest with it. And it feels so good. And after a moment that passes and you let a couple of minutes go by, Now that stopped, and then now we started again. You get right back in, dive right back into your body, back into touching yourself, back into bringing yourself too close to arousal. And you take yourself right to the edge again, and then you stop. And then you bring your hands right back to your heart, and you hold it there. And you let yourself go crazy with wanting to have the orgasm so much, but you have an intention of connecting your sex center and your heart. And then you ride that wave. And then the third time you do it, and you bring yourself to that point of having the orgasm. You let yourself have the orgasm. You let yourself explode. You say, yes, I can come. And you have the orgasm. And what happens when we let ourselves have the orgasm, we create an orgasmic bubble. And it just surrounds our whole body. It's just you and the universe of your own life force energy through your sex. And once that bubble is there, you let yourself be aware of that bubble. Be aware of the glow of orgasm around you. And just let yourself float in that. And when you're in that space, you say in the orgasmic bubble, you say, what do you want me to know? Mm-hmm. And your higher self and your orgasmic energy will speak to you, will speak to your lingam, will speak to your yoni, will speak to your heart. And you just ride the wave of that bubble. It can last up to 11 minutes and you just be with that. And then you're done. That's your ritual. That's the stop start to the heart. And this ritual you can do right now. You take it home with you. Do it every day and let yourself develop yourself spiritually by uniting sex and spirit through your self-love. And that, I can tell you, is guaranteed to transform your life for the better. And you can be a blessing to all those you come in contact with by uniting sex and spirit.
Wow. That was so intense.
Yes.
So it's the same just for listeners, it's the same for men and women?
Exactly. Yes, it is.
Is it? Have you found it that to be harder for men than for women?
Well, I think men have a harder time holding back than women do, just for some reason. I guess because of the way the body, the anatomy is, they're just so right there holding on to their lingam. They just don't want to stop. But to develop the ability to stop, start with this higher intention, it gets better for them. Women can actually hold back. I hold back 6 times before I let myself have an orgasm. So I think women can hold back easier than men. Maybe there's so much more that we do with our energy as women, sexual energy as women, than men do, because we all have different purposes in what we do with our seed and our orgasmic bubble. But this is excellent for men and women. And men can really develop so many other parts of themselves sexually by doing the stop-start. They can deal with impotence issues. They can deal with performance anxiety. They can deal with technique issues just by learning how to unite sex and spirit through this self-love ritual. They end up healing other sexual issues they may have been developing because of society and programming, that they're not good enough, and they are good enough, and we always honor the lingam. So this is a very powerful exercise for men, and women can expand themselves so much to become multi-orgasmic by doing stop start to the heart. So it's great for us all.
Yeah, amazing. So just to recap what Reverend Goddess Charmaine is saying, in our work, in my work as a sexologist, I work with men to learn how to overcome premature ejaculation. And that's what she's saying. She's saying that one can learn how to be multi-orgasmic using this method. You can actually learn how to have stronger erection and ejaculation control. When people who find it difficult to have orgasms will find it that they are, by doing such a practice, they actually become more orgasmic because they're actually unblocking all the blockages in their bodies by true expansion of this container of pleasure that is the temple of our body. It's truly profound. And, there are different variations of doing it, but this is the first time I'm hearing this version from her. And I can certainly comprehend the spiritual part that is coming forth, especially with the question, what do you want me to know? That's amazing. Lots of people, may hesitate doing such practices because it's because of the time that might be involved. So on average, like how long would you think that a person would need to put aside for themselves to do this?
Stop, start to the heart?
Yeah.
You can do this in 10 minutes. You can do it up into 30 minutes. I mean, people can bring themselves close to orgasm in 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. So the really most important part is building up the heat of the body and the energy through the self-touch and getting to that point of almost orgasming, ejaculating. And that can be 30 seconds for some people, 2 minutes for some people, 5 minutes for some people, 10 minutes for some people. So you know how your body is and what you want. And so it doesn't have to take all day. But let me tell you something. Who wouldn't want to bask in the glory of your erotic orgasmic bubble all day? I'd love to be there all day. But yeah, 10 minutes, I would say set aside, because even if you are done in 5 minutes, you want to lay there in that orgasmic bubble as long as you can before you get on about your day. Or end your night. It's perfect either way.
Is that how you cultivate such strong presence? This is one of them?
That's yes, it is. And then also my energy work I do with Ray Stubbs and what I learned from him has only made me better.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Thank you so much for coming onto this show and sharing with us these two profound practices. I've really learned a lot from you. I really enjoy having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Martha, for inviting me. I truly appreciate being on your show. God is blessings.
Thank you. Thank you. So everyone, please, if you've enjoyed learning from Reverend Goddess Charmaine, please follow her on sensuousmystic.com, and you can email her reverendgoddess@gmail.com and mention this show. You will be able to get a free gift. That's a self-love chakra meditation called My Holy Body. And you have a downloadable link. You will also then be subscribed to her mailing list. So thank you for tuning in. Next week, I have another guest and we'll be talking about designer relationships. Instead of being unfaithful, what does it mean to open up your relationship? So more on Eros Evolution next week.